Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1942, Enrico Fermi and his team achieved the first controlled chain reaction inside a graphite pile beneath the university, proving that sustained nuclear fission could be harnessed safely for research and energy exploration. The milestone opened a new era of scientific possibility, demonstrating that careful experimental design could unlock enormous power for peaceful applications and future technological advances. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 33 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for some snow early this morning, transitioning to rain later, with cloudy conditions and a high near 42, accompanied by a light east wind. Tonight, expect rain before 9, mixing with snow later, mostly cloudy, with a low around 29, and a north wind gusting up to 29. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be just before 8, with a low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 37 and a west wind of 5 to 9 miles per hour, gusting up to 21, with only light rainfall possible. Thursday is partly sunny with a high near 39 and west winds 8 to 13 miles per hour, gusting up to 23, then turning mostly clear and breezy Thursday night with lows around 12. Friday stays mostly sunny near 29 before a chance of mixed precipitation Saturday, with highs rising to near 39. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a $1 billion construction project over the Massachusetts Turnpike near Fenway Park is currently on hold due to decreased demand for commercial lab space. Company officials at IQHQ, the developer of the Fenway Center, stated that while a deck spanning the highway is near completion, plans for a 22-story and a 12-story tower are not proceeding. Tracy Murphy, president of IQHQ, mentioned, "We have no plans to go vertical at this point," emphasizing the need to evaluate after the podium is finished. Demand for commercial office and lab space has declined in Boston since the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving many buildings, including one on Brookline Avenue, largely vacant. Now on to sports. Lane Kiffin's contract with Louisiana State University includes a unique clause that allows him to receive a bonus payment based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. Kiffin's agreement, which spans 7 years, pays him $13 million annually. He will earn the same college football playoff bonus from Louisiana State University that he would have if he remained with Ole Miss. The bonus begins at $150,000 for a first-round game and could reach $1 million if Ole Miss wins the national championship. If fired without cause, he would receive 80% of his remaining salary. And last night on Monday Night Football, Drake May passed for 2 touchdowns, with Marcus Jones achieving a 94-yard punt return for a touchdown, as the New England Patriots became the first NFL team to reach 11 wins this season defeating the New York Giants 33-15. This marks the Patriots' 10th consecutive win, making it the franchise's longest streak since winning 10 straight games in 2015. Coach Mike Vrabel also became the third coach since 1970 to achieve a win streak of 10 or more games in his first season with a team. In local sports, the New York Knicks, with a record of 13-6, hope to continue their impressive four-game winning run when they visit the Celtics, who have 11 wins and 9 losses, tonight at TD Garden. This matchup features a tight line of New York favored by 1.5 points, with a total set at 229.5 points for the game. Tip-off is at 8 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. In top news, Aiden Toner Rogers, a 27-year-old graduate student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, rapidly gained attention in economics with his influential paper on artificial intelligence's impact on workplaces. However, concerns arose when a computer scientist questioned the study's authenticity. Despite his promising start, Toner Rogers was later disavowed by MIT and left the institution. Mentors expressed disbelief at the extent of his deception as he seemingly fabricated the entire study. In the wake of the scandal, MIT is discussing ways to improve research integrity among graduate students. Toner Rogers admitted to faking a data use agreement, claiming it was a major error. In business news, Costco Wholesale Corporation joined a growing list of businesses suing the Trump administration to ensure eligibility for refunds if the United States Supreme Court strikes down the president's tariffs policy. This major warehouse club chain filed a lawsuit in the United States Court of International Trade on November 28th, prompted by uncertainty over refund guarantees for businesses paying duties. Costco argues for immediate court intervention, as Customs and Border Protection denied its request to extend tariff determination finalization. The Supreme Court heard arguments on tariffs on November 5th, and justices seemed skeptical during discussions. The ongoing tariff policies have disrupted retail, raising prices and hampering consumer purchasing power. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just over $87,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 1% to $2.02. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists may have solved why this ancient, advanced civilization vanished. Climate data offers clues to what might have happened to people of the Indus River Valley and how that might relate to our own warming world. At its peak, this civilization featured gridded streets, multi-story brick homes, and flush toilets. They traded gold, precious stones, and items, such as bronze carts along the waterways. A study published in the journal Communications Earth and Environment found that 4 intense droughts reduced rainfall, which probably caused residents to relocate frequently. The research highlights the importance of proactive planning and resilient agricultural systems in a warming world. And in entertainment news, Zootopia 2 roared to a record-smashing $272 million opening in China, ranking as the 6th biggest in history. It opened to $116 million across its first 2 days, reaching $270 million through Sunday, according to Artisan Gateway. The debut is the highest animated opening ever in China for a non-local release. After just 5 days, Zootopia 2 became the highest-grossing non-local animated film of all time in the market. China's weekend box office reached $229 million, significantly up from the previous weekend's $44 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physicist and Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman. And he said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.